Order, order.
MPs return from their week's adjournment to welcome a new member, Marama Davidson, who takes the seat on the green benches vacated by their former leader, Russell Norman. His resignation took effect from midnight last Friday, October the 30th, and the Greens wasted no time in bringing in the next name off their list.
I have been advised by the Electoral Commissioner that pursuant to Section 137 of the Electoral Act 1993, Marama Davidson has been declared to be elected a member of the House of Representatives in place of Dr. Russell Norman. I understand that Marama Davidson is present and wishes to make the affirmation. Would she please come forward to the chair on my right?
Ms. Davidson's affirmation was followed by another announcement from the Speaker, David Carter.
Honourable members, I regret to inform the House of the death on 29 October 2015 of Dr. Bruce Craig Gregory, who represented the Northern Māori electorate from 1980 to 1993. I desire on behalf of this House to express our sense of the loss that we have sustained and our sympathy with the relatives of the late former member. I now ask members to stand with me and observe a period of silence as a mark of respect for his memory.
Then this from the Prime Minister, John Key.
Speaker, I seek leave to move a motion without notice in recognition of the All Blacks winning the 2015 Rugby World Cup.
Is there any objection to that course of action being followed? There is none. The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I move that this House congratulates the All Blacks on their historic victory at the 2015 Rugby World Cup. Speaker.
Mr. Key said he'd been at both the semi-final and the final.
Well, I was, yes. I was, actually. But Mr. Speaker, I must admit that after the semi-final, I had a brief chat to Richie McCaw where I said to him, who do you think will be in the final, Mr. Speaker? He said, I don't know, but I hope it's Australia because we're going to take them apart. And that, Mr. Speaker, is exactly what they did. They are a fine All Black side. They will be absolutely and rightfully adored by the public when they get off the flight from the United Kingdom tomorrow. Mr. Speaker, they're an All Black side that makes every single one of us feel good, and they deserve our congratulations.
Mr. Key's motion was supported by Labor, represented by their spokesman on sport and recreation, Trevor Mallard.
I think it's very rarely that I can stand up and say that I totally agree with the Prime Minister. I do want to put the thanks of the record of the thanks of New Zealand to the Prime Minister for being such a good sport in posing with Sam Whitelock, just to show the perspective of rugby players and politicians in New Zealand.
Trevor Mallard was followed by Greens co-leader James Shaw, who said the All Blacks were an extraordinary team.
They are led by extraordinary people, both on and off the field. And I do want to acknowledge Steve Hansen and the support team, because I think that they have done an extraordinary job with a group of extraordinary people. I'd also just like to comment that I did see one tweet on Sunday morning from the Black Ferns, just saying, you know, congratulations, lads. Good to see that you're following in our footsteps, because the Black Ferns have, of course, won 4 World Cups. And so they're now continuing that trend, which is all great to see.
James Shaw, co-leader of the Greens. While speaking for New Zealand First, one of their list MPs, Fletcher Tapito.
It is a great privilege for me to stand on behalf of New Zealand First, one of whose participation in rugby did not involve much more than throwing a rugby ball around with mates, to give my heartfelt congratulations on behalf of this, the New Zealand Parliament, to the All Blacks and everyone involved in making this victory happen. You have done us all proud, and we thank you all.
Joining New Zealand First MP Fletcher Tapito in congratulating the All Blacks and others, Māori Party co-leader Marama Fox.
Kia ora, Mr. Speaker. I want to add my voice to that of David Hasselhoff and Kevin Costner, all of my other good friends in Hollywood. What other friends do I have? Actually, I have another friend, Kawhina Woodman, whose daughter Portia was recognised, as everybody said, as the Women's Sevens Player of the Year. And I want to congratulate Kendra Coxridge, the Women's Player of the Year. And in fact, the last group of people I want to congratulate are the Indigenous women's team who won the gold medal in tug of war. That's right, in Brazil. We're just a nation of winners, and I love being a part of it, and I add my voice to the rest of this country in congratulating the All Blacks.
Murray Party co-leader Marama Fox. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program is brought to you with funding from Parliament.